New Millennium Entertainment presents The Defection of A.J. LeWinter, a novel of duplicity, written by Robert Littell, read by Scott Brick. Part 1. The Opening. Chapter 1. There was a curtain of silence between the end of the play and the first ripple of applause. Distracted by the silence, Chapin let his attention drift from the balding American in the aisle seat. It was his first lapse of the day. Chapin was a fat man, and he envied grace and poise the way a cripple admires athletic agility. He sat on the hard wooden chair, breathing heavily, a massive form in the midst of the diminutive Japanese, and watched with almost sensual pleasure as the masked actors of the Kanzin No Company glided soundlessly across the Hashigakari Bridge to the wings. Without understanding all its subtleties, Chapin was drawn to the No drama. He had never admitted that to anyone, for he recognized it as a strange obsession, especially for someone in his line of work. He wondered vaguely what had brought the American to the theater. The American! When Chapin glanced back at the aisle seat, it was empty, and his man was sprinting up the carpet toward the exit. Still caught up in the mood of the No, Chapin was reluctant to break the cobweb threads of imagination that bound him to the stage. Wearily, he bowled his bulky body over the legs of four Japanese and headed up the now jammed aisle toward the lobby. For a man of his size and age, he moved rapidly. But by the time he reached the front steps of the theater, the American had disappeared into the river of people flowing through the streets of downtown.